الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. So, dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the أحكام التجويد برواية حفص عن عاصم from the way of شاطبية. Okay, now today is lecture number 5 and we continue with مخارج اللسان. Okay, let's start with asking some questions. How many makhraj we have? How many main makhraj we have?
Three.
Five. There are five. We study three of them. And the first one is? Come on. Al-Jawf. Three ladders. How many sub-makhraj in Al-Jawf? Yes. Only one sub makhraj. And how many ladders? Three, which is the long three vowel. A, E, U. The second main makhraj is al-halq, the throat. How many sub makhraj? And how many ladders? What are they? Hamza, Ha, Ain, Ha, Ghain, Kha. Okay. The third main makhraj? Al-lisan, the tongue, which is the biggest one. How many ladders? 18. How many sub-makhraj? 10. And how many area we divided the tongue? 4. What are they? Deepest, middle, edge, and tip. Okay? Good. How many sub-makhraj we studied so far in the tongue? What are they? No. How many sub-makhraj we study from the tongue so far? Don't tell me how many. What are they? What we have studied so far? Yeah? Sheen. Yeah. And then who continue? Yes. Lamra. And you skip. What did he skip? Bad and the noon. Exactly. Alright, so the tongue we study from the deepest part of the tongue, we study the qaf and kaf, two sub-makhraj, and then the middle, only sub-makhraj, only one sub-makhraj, and three letters, jim, sheen, ya. The edge, how many letters from the edge? How many letters from the edge? How many? Only one. No. What is that? Yes. From the edge, abad, that's right. But we still have some. The lam is good. Because the lam, not from the whole edge, from the nearest part of the edge and the tip and the gum. So from the edge of the tongue, there is abad, that's right. But from the nearest part of the edge, this area, a lam articulated from the nearest part of the edge and the tip with the gum. Okay, so we study deepest part, we have two sub-makhraj, middle one makhraj, dad one makhraj, lam, noon, ra, three sub-makhraj. So how many so far? Seven out of ten. So we have three sub-makhraj. Let's count how many letters we studied. Iq, ik, ij, ish, e, ib, il, in, ir. So how many? How many? 9. Out of 18. So how many left? 9. We have left 9 letters from 3 sub-makhraj. And it's divided equally. 3 per 3 per 3. Today we finish inshallah al-lisan, the tongue. So we will study the 9 letters with the 3 sub-makhraj. And I'll try as much as I could to simplify the course, but to be as fast as possible, because we need to allocate the longer time for practicing. So we don't want to spend a lot of time with the slides. We want to be quick. So please pay attention, so I don't need to repeat. Okay? Be careful, because we don't want to waste time with the slides. So we study the throat. The deepest part, we have two submakhraj. The middle, only one submakhraj. Then the edge, id, and part of the edge, il. From the tip and the palate or the gum, R and N, Ra and Noon. And today we will study 1, 2, 3. Three sub-makhraj with 9 letters to sub the total of the tongue, which is 18 letters. And next class, inshallah, will be the last class with the makharij. And after that, we have a midterm exam. Okay? Everybody should be ready for the exam. Have you answered the questions I provided last week? Of course. I was expecting a lot of paper now to be submitted. You haven't done it? Okay, all will be punished. Okay, well, I accept that next week. Okay? Yeah, next week, inshallah. Now, this diagram, deepest, middle, tip, and edge. We need that to be and fully understandable. Those are molar, and this is our scissors, or whatever. Yeah. And this is the palate. The palate we have soft, hard, and this is, we call it the front palate, which has lines, and this is the gum. So we need to know what those are about. Okay, so today we will study the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th submakhraj of the tongue. 9 letters. Okay, now since we finish the dad and the lam, we start all our work with the tip of the tongue. So the noon from the tip of the tongue, the ra from the tip of the tongue, and all those 9 letters from the tip of the tongue. Subhanallah, this tiny part has 11 letters. Subhanallah. But the tongue take different shape and it's touch different area in order to articulate the letter and gives the letter the sound it need to be given. Subhanallah. Okay, the sub-makhraj number 8 is from the top part of the tip of the tongue and the gum line of the two top incisors. So, the top part of the tip. So it's not the tip; it's the top part of the tip. Okay, and the gum line of the two top incisors. So the two top incisors, the gum line, which is inside the gum line, and the tip or the top part of the tip. Okay, so let's consider. I will show it like in my hand, but I don't know how to carry this. It's okay. Let's consider that this is the palate, and those are the teeth, and this is the gum, which is exactly next to the teeth, and this is the tongue. So the tongue will stuck here. It doesn't touch the teeth. If it touch the teeth, it's wrong, and it doesn't touch the lining area. It's in between. Okay, so it doesn't touch the teeth, it doesn't touch the lining area in the palate. It's exactly next to the teeth, to the gum, which is exactly next to the teeth. And this submakhraj, we have 3 letters. Itto, id, it. So everybody say it, id, it, it, id, it, it, id, it. Okay, let's say it with haraka. طو طي د دو دي تا تو تي. Someone may ask, as long as the three letters coming from exactly the same area, top part of that of the tip and the gum line of the two incisors, how come it has different sound? We will answer this question when we talk about as-sifat. Because at-ta is one of the حروف التفخيم, the heavy letter. But الدال والتاء حروف التلقيق, letters of تلقيق. الدال حرف letter of شدة, and التاء شدة, but التاء has همس, الدال doesn't have همس. So the qualities of the letter will make the difference. So it's not only important to know where the letter is articulated from, it's also important to know the articulation, the qualities of the letter, in order to differentiate the letter and gives the letter its right. Okay, so everybody say itto, 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 id, 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 it, it, it. Okay, so now, since now, starting from now, I don't want some to say the ta like ta. When we say فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّ, I don't want someone to say فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ التَّامَّ. أو أَحَطُّ, you see أَحَطُّ, or أَحَطُّ, أَحَطُّ. So every letter has its right, and we have to give each letter its right. Okay, so the eight is three letters. Let's see the diagram. Tip. So you see the top part of the tongue. You see the blue dark area, the dark blue area, which is touching the gum area, which is next to the teeth. Okay, so this is a ta. So that tip of the tongue touching the gum area. Itto, itto, itto. See the difference. You see, it's still the tip of the tongue, the top part of the tongue, the top part of the tip, touching the gum area, the gum line of the two incisors. But, what is the difference? The back, yes, exactly. The back of the tongue here is low, whereas here is high. But that doesn't have anything with the makhraj. The makhraj is the touching area. The touching area exactly the same, but the shape of the tongue is different in order to apply the quality of the letter. So, the ta, here you see the blue, the dark blue area, the tip touch the gum. And here, the tip touched the gum. But the back of the tongue here is low, here is high. That's the difference. And that gives the letter different quality. Okay, so this one is it, and this one id, it. Okay. Let's have some ayat, and then we will go to the second sub-makhraj. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
وَالطُّورِ وَكِتَابٍ مَسْطُورٍ
وَالطُّورِ وَكِتَابٍ مَسْطُورٍ
وَالطُّورِ وَكِتَابٍ مَسْطُورٍ
وَالطُّورِ وَكِتَابٍ مَسْطُورٍ.
So this ayah we have a ta and a ta. كتاب مسطور. كتاب مسطور.
وكتاب مسطور.
وكتاب مسطور.
And you see now,
تطمئن القلوب.
تطمئن القلوب.
I can hear some say تطمئن. تطمئن is غلط, is wrong. تطمئن is wrong. تطمئن 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 ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب تطمئن القلوب تطمئن القلوب يبسط الرزق
يبسط الرزق
طائفة أخرى
طائفة أخرى
بسلطان مبين don't say بسلطان بسل بسل and don't say بسل so this one is not صاد and this one is not تاء بسلطان مبين
بسلطان مبين
excellent okay now the دال وأيدناه بروح القدس
وأيدناه بروح القدس
والله بصير بالعباد
والله بصير بالعباد
والله بصير بالعباد
والأرض مددناها
والأرض مددناها
والأرض مددناها
ولدار الآخرة
ولدار الآخرة
متاع الحياة الدنيا
متاع الحياة الدنيا
التي تطلع على الأفئدة
التي تطلع على الأفئدة
تطلع على الأفئدة
تطلع على الأفئدة
التي تطلع على الأفئدة
التي تطلع على الأفئدة
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب أتمم لنا نورنا تارة أخرى
كتابا موقوتا
والتين والزيتون
والتين والزيتون
والتين والزيتون
والتين والزيتون
Now, do you practice at home or you just like rely on the course itself? Yeah, without practicing, no benefit. Just minimum. The benefit, if you rely on the course itself, the benefit doesn't exceed 20%. And after 1-2 months, the benefit will be dropped to zero. Even you forgot the words, you forgot the practice, so you just like wasting your time. If you do not spend 4 hours a week at least, you will not benefit. So try every day to spend like from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. In order to benefit from the course. Okay, 9th sub makhraj. Now, in the other one, we said the top part of the tip. Now, it's not the top part of the tip, it's the tip itself. It's not the back, it's the tip itself. The tip itself. From the tip of the tongue and the lower incisors. Okay, now, there is another different. There, we said the gum area, not it doesn't touch the teeth. And we said the gum line of the two top incisors. Now it's the lower incisors. And the other thing is not only the two incisors, it's all the incisors. So you see how the accuracy of our scholars when they describe it. In that, the other one, they say top part of the tip and the line, the gum line area of the two top incisors. Here, they said the tip, not the top part. And now it's touching the incisors, not the top, the lower. And not only the two, the all of the incisors. Okay? So, please notice the difference. Can we draw a picture? There is one.
Yeah,
I just removed this.
Hamza, can you put the input?
Okay. So, if we say those are the teeth, and this is the tongue. Now, the tongue was like this, with who remind me with those letters, the three letters? It, id, it. Okay. But now we have the tongue is like touching the incisors, and we have the three letters we will mention, which is is, is, is. And we call those letters the letters of Safir. So when we talk about as-sifat, we will explain those three letters. So here it doesn't touch, maybe my drawing is not good because it's touching the gum, but I did not mean that it touched the, it's very close to the two incisors, but it doesn't touch. But here you see it's stuck to the internal part of the teeth. So the different, this one with the top, this one with the bottom. This one doesn't touch the teeth, this one touching the teeth. This one is the top part of the tongue. Indeed, my withdrawing have a lot of mistake. And this one is the tip itself. This one relates to the two top incisors. Those relates to all the incisors. Okay? Right, let's swap again. MashaAllah, expect become. Okay, the three letters are is, 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 is,
is,
is. Can you feel that the tongue is touching the internal part of the incisors? Try again the letters? Okay. So let's try again considering this note. The tongue, the tip of the tongue should touch the internal part of the teeth. Please notice that. Is, 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 is. Okay, back to you again. Where is your the tip of the tongue? Touching which area? The gum? The bottom part of the teeth. So it's touching the teeth itself. That's exactly what it should be. Again, is, 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 so, so, si, sa, su, si, za, zu, zi. Okay, the tongue should not exit the tongue. Otherwise, it will give different letter. So the letter, the tongue should be inside, touching the internal part of the incisors. Okay, with the tip. Now the sad, you see the tip is touching the internal part of the incisors. Okay? Can everybody notice that? So this, the dark blue area is the touching area. You see the sin and zay, exactly the same, but the only different is with isti'la al-lisan. Sorry. Here, the back of the tongue is high. Here, the back of the tongue is low. That is the only difference. Okay? So everybody say, is, 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 is. Okay. Let's practice. So the two diagram exactly the same. The tip of the tongue with the incisors, the internal part of the incisors, but the back of the tongue is the different. Okay, let's practice on the sad.
Tasla naran hamiyah.
Tasla naran hamiyah.
Don't say tasla. 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 Tasla.
Tasla.
Tasla naran hamiyah.
Tasla.
تصلى نارا حامية
تصلى نارا حامية
صببنا الماء صبا
صببنا الماء صبا
صببنا الماء صبا
صببنا الماء صبا
في صدور الناس
في صدور الناس
بكرة وأصيلا
بكرة وأصيلا
بكرة وأصيلا
بكرة وأصيلا
وأقيم الصلاة
وأقيم الصلاة
وأقيم الصلاة يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه
يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه
صلوا عليه
صلوا عليه
وأيدناه بروح القدس وأيدناه بروح القدس
وأيدناه بروح القدس
سأل سائل
سأل سائل
سأل سائل
سأل سائل
لا يسخر قوم من قوم
لا يسخر قوم من قوم.
Now the best thing to learn the makharij is to look at the lips at the lips when we recite, because some say is, so I don't know why they like zoom their lips. It shouldn't. The is doesn't have anything to do with the lips. The lips is not part of the makharij. So if you say is, that's wrong. We say is, not is. So we don't zoom the lips. So usually, when you want to learn, you have to look at the lips to see if the lips are normal, if the lips is lower, if it's high, if it's... So you see the face and the lips and the tongue shape in order to judge if you're doing it properly or not. Okay.
لا يسخر قوم من قوم
لا يسخر قوم من قوم
سلسبيلا
سلسبيلا
سيقول السفهاء
سيقول السفهاء
سيقول السفهاء من شر الوسواس الخناس
من شر الوسواس الخناس
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس
من الجنة والناس.
من الجنة والناس.
ذا زاي.
وخلقناكم أزواجا. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها.
إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها.
إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها.
إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها.
So you have to differentiate between إذا زلزلت.
إذا زلزلت.
إذا زلزلت.
فقد فاز فوزا عظيما.
فقد فاز فوزا عظيما.
You see the زاي and ظا.
فوزا عظيما.
فوزا عظيما.
وأنزلنا من السماء.
وأنزلنا من السماء.
أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها.
أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها.
أزواجا
لتسكنوا إليها.
Okay, so three letters, which is the صاد سين زاي. حروف الصفير, the letter of الصفير. Questions? Would you mind just to delay the question up to there? Is it short one?
No.
Okay, ask.
You mentioned it's about
the sod, yes.
Can you get this way?
We don't say us. We say is. Okay. Is. We don't like zoom. We say is. 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 We don't say us. Yeah. Yeah, because the sad is letter of at-tafkhim, so some say you have to zoom the lips. The lips is not part of the makhraj of the sad. The lips should be left to normal. So, is, should the lips be the same? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You are pronouncing the sad, the sin, and the zay. The lips should remain the same. The only thing different is irtifa' al-hanak and the higher of the back part of the tongue. This will affect at-tafkhim and at-tarqiq, not the lips. Okay? Right. Now let's go to the last makhraj, then we start the practice. We want to spend more time in practicing because this is the fruit from the course. We don't want to spend a lot of time with the slides. The last sub-makhraj. You see this? From the top part of the tip, so we back to the top part of the tongue, exactly as which letter? The ta and dal and ta. The it was from the top part of the tip and the gum line with the two top incisors, and then we talk about the lower incisors. Now back to the top again. From the top part of the tip of the tongue and the bottom edge of the two top incisors. You see the difference? So now the letter is not avoiding to touch the two top incisors. It touched the two top incisors. But it touched what? The bottom edge. The bottom edge of the two top incisors. So it's touching the two top incisors, not the gum, but the bottom part of it. The bottom edge of the two top incisors. What's it? Here.
The sharp part.
The sharp part. Okay? So, the sharp part, as Zikrun explained it. And the tongue has to be a little bit outside the mouth. It's no longer inside. We need to grab the tongue a little bit outside, not too much, not one third or half of it. It's just the tip. has to be pulled out of the tongue and touching the two top incisors from the, like the edge. And those, this submakhraj will result in articulating three letters. So top part of the tip and the bottom edge of the two top incisors. So the two top incisors are very important in the speech. If those were pulled out, then you will lose how many letters? The it, id, it, and the iv, id, ith. So many. Be careful about those two teeth. Okay. So the letters are iv, id, ith. Iv, id, ith. You see how my tongue is outside? But not much, no, too much. It's just the tip. Tip and touching the sharp edge, as Zikrun explained. Ilm. 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 Ith. 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 You see, they are similar to the three letters before. That was is, 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 and this one ill, is, if. So, very similar or not? But those from the top, those from the bottom. Okay. Again, ill, 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 is, 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 if, if, if. So we don't want someone to say is about this one. Is the tongue inside, if the tongue outside. Is, is the tongue outside. Is the tongue is inside. Is the letter outside. Is inside. Okay, so be careful. So you see the part of the tongue is outside, but it's just slightly, the tip, and it's touching the bottom part of the two top incisors. This is the dha and the dal and tha, exactly the same area. You see the dark blue area, but the back of the tongue here is high, here is low. It gives the sifat, the quality of the letter. Let's practice. من الظالمين
من
الظالمين
من الظالمين.
Be careful about this. وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا
وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا
وإذا أظلم
وإذا أظلم
وإذا أظلم
وإذا.
So, which one we grab the tongue outside? The first or the second? Second? MashaAllah. Both of them. The dha, you have to grab. And the dha, you have to grab. But this, the dha, half tafkhim. We will study that. The dha, half tafkhim. That is the only difference. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا
وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا
رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا. We should say ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا because we don't want to say رَبَّنَا ظَلَمَنَا. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا
رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا
مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ
مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ
وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ
وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ
من الكاذبين
من الكاذبين
لأظنك
لأظنك
غليظ القلب
غليظ القلب
ومن أظلم
ومن أظلم
ومن أظلم
ومن أظلم
ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب
ومن أظلم ممن افترى
الكذب 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 الذال واذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا ولأعذبنه عذابا شديدا وإذ قال إبراهيم ويعذب من يشاء من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه إلا بإذنه وثيابك فطهر وبث فيها من كل دابة مثنى وثلاث ورباع ثالث ثلاثة ولا أكثر من ذلك ولا أكبر
ولا أكثر من ذلك ولا أكبر
ثالث ثلاثة
ثالث ثلاثة.
Okay, now this is the end of the story for today. Now those question, please provide me with the answers next week, and we need and those will be part of the exam. The exam will have exactly or almost the same questions, and I will give you another set of the question next week, inshallah. Okay, right. Now let's have the surah, inshallah. Can we listen to the Sheikh first? Jazakallah khair. Ar-Rahman will be fine. Yeah. Can you listen to me?
Oh. Yeah.
I'll just take a check. What was the other surah? We need to pay attention for all the letters we studied, not only the today letter. You see, تطغوا التاء and الطاء.
وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخفوا الميزان. والأرض وضعها للأنام. فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات
We have done that there last week, Ar-Rahman.
Yep.
So, what's the other surah?
What?
What's the other surah
Al-Balad.
We have? Al-Balad? Okay. Sorry. Stop in China. Okay, now inshallah we usually have this as a sample only, but now we will try to practice by ourselves. So can we start from the first of yes, from the beginning please. And we don't have additional microphone, so we can give it no? Difficult to install it? Maybe for next time, inshallah.
Yeah, for next time.
It's okay, because we don't want to spend time.
Yeah.
All right, now let's start from you. And you start, and I will just try to correct if I have any. Okay, jazakumullah khairan. Any question before we conclude? So next class, inshallah, we will finish al-makharij. That's the end of stage one. And then we have a midterm exam, and then we will start with as-sifat. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashra la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.